Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In a video you can see at the Robinhood Radio TV website, which is catv6.com, click on the Vimeo link in North Canaan. After the Planning and Zoning Commission on Monday voted to deny a requested certificate of approval for a site modification plan to allow a warm asphalt plant, the town's zoning enforcement officer quit the following day. The letter of resignation from Rochelle Hadza said her action was based on the decision made at Monday's meeting, saying denial was made against her, quote, informed best judgment and the town attorney's advice, end quote. She went on to say, quote, I cannot in good conscience serve on a commission whose members and seated alternates do not uphold the duties for which they're charged without bias, favoritism, or personal gain, nor those who allow themselves to be hoodwinked or coerced by other members rather than following the rule of law. End quote. The resignation was immediate. Thank Parati for the opportunity to serve the town and wish the people of Canaan Godspeed. News out of Hartford, the summer construction season will come to a close without towns and cities receiving $30 million in expected state grants for local road work and bridge work. The governor did not put the funding on the agenda for the first meeting of the State Bond Commission that the governor has scheduled in 2 months after canceling meetings in July and August. Nearly $400 million in new financing lined up for approval at next Tuesday's special meeting does include nearly $15.5 million for state bridge projects and another $3 million for the rehab of West Rock Tunnel on Route 15. A pair of laws aimed at preventing animal cruelty signed into law by Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro on Tuesday. One state's county residents who have been convicted of certain animal abuse crimes will have to register with the sheriff's office. The other restricts how a dog may be tied up outside a residence. And Dutchess County voters will now be able to decide if they want an independent group to be responsible for redrawing legislative districts. The legislature unanimously passed a proposal for independent redistricting at its meeting this week, according to a release from the chair. Office. In Sharing, the Sewer and Water Commission has their regular meeting at 7 p.m. In Kent, Planning and Zoning Commission has their regular meeting at 7 p.m. And North Canaan Elementary School Board of Education is back to school with their first meeting at 7 p.m. The Northwest Connecticut Arts Council is partnering with Norfolk Foundation for the Arts for an Arts Night Out. The creative networking event will be held at Norfolk Hub, 2 Station Place in Norfolk at 5 p.m. Arts Night Out is a free networking opportunity for the creative community in the Litchfield Hills. More information at 860-618-0075 or info at artsnwct.org. An open house at the Housatonic Valley Regional High School will be held at 6:30 in the Henry Burgess Auditorium. American Red Cross has a blood drive at Noble Horizons in the community room Friday, 1 until 6 p.m., 1-800-773-2767 to register or redcrossblood.org. Part of a doubleheader, Douglas Talmay presentation, A Guide to Restoring the Little Things That Run the World on Friday at 8:30 at the Litchfield Community Center, put on by Sharon Audubon. And then on Saturday, Sharon Audubon, right here in Sharon, has their Butterfly Festival. For questions and information, 860-364-0520. Noble Horizons Auxiliary holding its semi-annual book and tag sale on Friday and Saturday, 9 until 2 at Noble Horizons, Cobble Road in Salisbury. Admission is free on both days, but early birds can get in and pay $10 from 8 to 9 a.m. on Friday only. The Chad Malarchik Memorial Golf Tournament being held this Saturday at the Undermountain Golf Course. The event is hosted by the Undermountain Golf Course. To see if there's any more room for you to play or join in, you can contact Trish at service@undermountaingolf.com. Salisbury Bank is continuing its initiative to fight against identity theft while building community goodwill. They're sponsoring a free shred event and food drive that is coming up this weekend at the Sharon Branch. It is on Saturday from 9 until noon. In Cornwall on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., the Cornwall Agricultural Fair, and at 5 o'clock, there's an artist reception for Larry Master at the Cornwall Library. The Pine Plains Garden Club sponsoring 4 Seasons of Gardening presented by Dutchess County Cornell Cooperative Extension Master Gardener Philomena Kiernan on Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Pine Plains Community Room. Music and More's unique multi-art series presented at New Marlborough's historic meeting house in the Village Green. Each event is followed by a reception at the Meeting House Gallery. The next event will be coming up on Saturday, September 14th at 4:30, Emmanuel Sison on harp. $25 and $20 for members 18 and under will be free. A reception follows in the Meeting House Art Gallery. Historian Van Atta speaks on New York reform and the westward expansion of slavery, 1819 to 1851, at the Rojan Library on Saturday at 5 p.m. More information, rojanlibrary.org, and on Facebook. September 14th, John Strom of the Rojan Historical Society will give a lecture, Boston Corner and the Oblong, How Two-State Boundary Land Exchanges Created Heavens for Lawlessness. This talk will be followed by refreshments. Oblong Books will have a table selling maps on books on the Oblong. The event will take place from 5 until 7 p.m., and this will be happening at the Millerton Library Annex on Century Boulevard. The Old School Band and Will Brown performing on Saturday night at 7 o'clock at the Millerton United Methodist Church, a mix of folk and rock music, $15 per adult. Children under 12 are free when accompanied by adults. All proceeds go towards the church's restoration effort. Coming up this weekend, Wild and Beautiful Creatures, the Life and Work of J.J. Audubon on Sunday at the Sharon Home of Alexandria and Frederick Peters. For more information, Audubon at SharonHist.org. Salisbury Republican Town Committee and its candidates for local office, in a salute to Salisbury's finest people, schools, and volunteer organizations, invite you to join them from 1 until 3 o'clock on Sunday for a corn roast at the Grove in Lakeville. No admission. In case of rain, they'll be inside at the Grove. You're invited to bring the whole family and join them for an afternoon of corn, ice cream, beverages, music by the Salisbury Band, candidate viewing, and salutes to Salisbury's finest organizations. Hotchkiss Library of Sharon presents Get Organized, a three-part series with professional organizer Jan Baltrush, three Sundays at 4 p.m. The first one will be this Sunday, the 15th, focusing on the basics, how to get and stay organized. On October 6th, learn all about downsizing. On November 17th, let's enjoy the holiday season. All sessions at the library on the green in Sharon. Pre-registration is required, 860-364-5041. The John F. Foley Lone Oak Challenge Annual Golf Tournament will be held on Monday, September 16th, at the Egremont Country Club. There is no registration deadline. Organizers recommend registering early. If you want more information, you can contact 860-601-3130. Sharon Hospital Lunch and Learn Wellness Series returns to the Sharon Hospital with the luncheons in the board conference room number 2. Back to school injury prevention from noon to 1:30 on Monday the 16th in conference room 2. More information is available at 845-554-1734 or healthquest.org/wellness. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 207.61 yesterday to 27,137.04. The NASDAQ starts off the day at 8169.68 and the S&P 500 at 3,000.93. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.